It's time for this week's edition of Sports Lit 101. Bruce Pratt joining us here in studio this afternoon, and we'll chat about a book that was sent our way by a great friend of the show, Upton Bell.
Yeah, we will. I want to quickly also mention Goal, My Life on Ice by Rod Gilbert, the great New York Ranger who passed away a few days back. One of the greatest right wingers ever to play in the National Hockey League. Look up the numbers. I'm not making it up. It's a really good book, and he was, according to everybody who knew him, and my brother knew him, a great storyteller. So I remember that from the book. So it's called Goal, My Life on Ice by Rod Gilbert. This is called Lamar's Gamble, A Tale of the AFL-NFL Merger. I don't want to sound too much like the college professor I am sometimes, but this is from we live in an era of what they call hybrid genres. This is called faction, and faction is where you write, you take the voices of the real people that were there, and you put words in their mouths, and you try and imagine what it was that happened. And this book basically starts out with Lamar Hunt's desire. He is the son at the time of H.L. Hunt, the richest man in the world, who had made all his money in oil. His desire not to use his geology degree from SMU and go on to be an oil man, but to instead own an NFL team. At the time, we need to remember that George Preston Marshall, an evil, awful, racist human being, had the only NFL franchise in the South, and that was in Washington, D.C. There were no teams beyond Chicago going west. And the thought was that professional football would never work in the South because college football was far more important. And the NFL wanted to keep things the way the NFL had it, as a cozy little group with Rooney and Mara and others. But when Burt Bell passed away, the National Football League fell to Pete Rozelle. I can't, in my history of studying the NFL, find anything nice to say about Pete Rozelle. I just can't. And when they wouldn't give these franchises to people who wanted to open up the South, Lamar Hunt convinced all the people that became the original AFL owners that they could start their own league, and nobody believed it would work. And the reason they believed it wouldn't work was all the things you always hear about. They wouldn't get media coverage, they wouldn't have this, they wouldn't have that, blah, blah, blah. Well, to make a very long story short, there were some people very interested once the AFL got going in seeing how that was going to play out in terms of their own worth. And one of those was Carol Rosenblum. To say that he was considered sort of a slimy human being would be a polite way to put it. Like a lot of the guys that were involved, and Art Rooney being one of them, he was a gambler. Gamblers often, if they play high-stakes games, associate with people of, shall we say, of less than fine repute. And I'm really trying to couch this because there's sex in here, and there's the role sex plays in the AFL-NFL merger. And I don't want to get into too much of that, but let's just say that Giorgio Frontieri, Rosenblum, five other last names, may have begun life as a worker in an industry that at the time was not legal to work in.
Well,
and there was some suggestion at the time that Carol Rosenblum died, that he might have that his death while swimming might have been hastened by his then wife. We don't know that, but that certainly is played out in here. But what you do get is you get a begrudging respect for Lamar Hunt, who was able to do what Donald Trump and the other people who tried to start another football league were unable to do. And that is they made a league strong enough to compete with the NFL for fans. But the really key thing that they bring up in this book, and I never really thought about this, and I think it's all speculation, but did the NFL want the Colts to beat the Jets? Because if they beat the Jets and beat them badly, as had happened with the two previous, with Kansas City losing and with who lost the first Super Bowl? Anyway, I can't remember. I was there, but
Raiders.
I can't remember. The Raiders. That the leagues before, because they were going to merge, they would never be viable unless the AFL won a game or kept a game really close. And, of course, gamblers sometimes have interest in upsets. Sometimes gamblers really like it when there's an upset. So that the book is a very quick read. I read this. I didn't even need the whole second flight on the way home to read it. It's it reads very, very quickly. And the people that you'll run into in the course of this book is really, really pretty amazing. There's a lot of stuff in here about the way that Al Davis was running the AFL, and they didn't even bother to tell him that they were negotiating with the NFL, the owners, and put him in a sort of a bad situation. And it turns out Al Davis might not have been the best guy in the world. What a surprise.
What?
That would be. But clearly, these guys have the writers, who are Billy O'Connor and Frank Pace. And Frank Pace has got he's written for 700 TV shows, or has 700 critics. Murphy Brown, Suddenly Susan, Head of the Class, George Lopez. He wrote 4 books, including Babe Ruth, which won some awards. Billy O'Connor's a former New York City fireman who, after 9/11, as he says, put the plug in the jug, at age 62, got a journalism degree from the University of Florida and started writing. So they clearly had some inside sources, and I wouldn't be surprised if Upton was one of them for some of the information, some of the suggestions. But it's a real quick read. If you like sort of Cloak and Dagger and the like, I think you really like it. I really want to highlight the book we're going to talk about next week, because this is one of the 5 most amazing books we've ever had.
Wow.
on this. It's called Jump Shooting to a Higher Degree. I had no idea what this was about. It just arrived from Nebraska with a note. You'll love this. Now, Sheldon Anderson is a professor at Miami of Ohio. He grew up in a Lutheran household in Minnesota. He went to Augsburg College, and he ended up playing professional basketball for a long time in Germany and Poland, where he also did his research for his doctoral degree and got access to things in Poland, Communist Party archives, and like he never would have gotten if he wasn't a basketball player. This guy was going to school full-time, coaching and playing basketball, and he is still in Germany. Apparently, they still talk very highly about him as a player in his day. He still does a lot of cool stuff. It's a really good book. I'm going to leave this for you, Rich, and when you've got a chance to read it, I'm going to try and get Sheldon on with us, because
Right.
It was really real. That's a terrific book, and it does the best books we've had. It becomes culture, it becomes history, it becomes becomes sociology, and a lot about the pre Berlin Wall fall, what it was like in the East and stuff. So really, really good book.
Excellent. I look forward to hearing all about that and reading it too. Bruce Pratt, Sports Lit 101, every Wednesday.